just ahead.
Lots to talk about in the coming week, from the earnings front to the Federal Reserve. We're going to get some insights from Lauren Danielson at RBC Wealth Management.
You're listening to Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Do you still have that nice office that overlooks the White House?
I do.
That must be a really tough office to have, that you get to overlook the White House like
right,
that.
Right. It's nice. I'm not complaining.
Now, money news you need to know. Weekend edition.
Joining us on the line from Washington, D.C. is Lauren Danielson. He's a senior vice president at RBC Wealth Management. So, Lauren, what are you going to be watching in the week ahead?
Well, I think we're going to look to see if earnings continue to come in on the positive side. As earnings have come in, they've been better than expected from a number of companies, and we're looking to see if that continues. And then, obviously, the meeting with the Fed and what comes out of that.
Now, in the coming week, we get news from Ford and Apple, Bristol Myers Squibb, UPS, Twitter, Hershey, Marriott, a lot of names people know. Have you been satisfied so far with the earnings news that we're getting?
Yes. For the most part, earnings have come in better than expected. A couple of big companies have come in better. There have been some that have come in lower, and certainly the strong dollar has impacted a number of companies. But overall, earnings have been better than expected.
We also get some news about consumers. They are going to be in the spotlight in the week ahead. Tuesday brings us a report on consumer confidence. Then Friday, we get news on consumer spending. As we head toward the holidays, how closely are you going to be watching what's going on with consumers?
Well, I think it's very important, the attitude of the consumer as we go into the holiday season. And I think that that as the figures have been coming in, I think we're getting pleasant surprises.
And what about the Federal Reserve? The Federal Reserve meeting on Wednesday and Thursday, will they hike rates? Will they hold off until next year? Where do you sit in that discussion?
Well, I think the Federal Reserve would very much like to be able to raise rates, but I think with what's been going on in Europe, I think it's going to be very difficult for the Federal Reserve to raise rates at this meeting. So I'm not expecting that to happen.
And why? What chief reason do you think the Fed's going to give this time around?
Well, I think that the stimulus that's being put in place and or talked about in Europe, I think the fear from the Fed is that action would cause a real spike in the dollar, and that won't be good for the U.S. economy.
Anything else you're going to be watching in the coming week?
Well, I think to see, you know, continue to see if money moves into the equity markets. It's been on quite a roll here recently, and I think if the news continues to be good, I think we're going to continue to see good equity prices leading into the end of the year.
Which is amazing given the kind of summer we had.
Absolutely. It just shows how difficult it is to predict what's going to happen next week.
When your clients call you, what are they asking you about? What concerns them these days?
What concerns them is the particularly over the summer, the volatility in the market, the pain and the memory of 2008, 2009 is still at the forefront of clients' minds, and they just want to try to protect it against having to ride through that same kind of a downturn.
You make it sound like we might have a remedy for all those concerns for the rest of the year, at least.
I do think that we'll have a relatively strong equity market through the rest of the year. But there's always volatility. There isn't always volatility. There's always the risk of volatility, and we still have some issues coming. You know, the budget talks. There's still some things that can upset the apple cart.
He's Lauren Danielson at RBC Wealth Management. He's a senior vice president there. Lauren, thank you very much.
Thank you. Good to talk to you.
Hear more shows at wsj.com/podcasts.